Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
You know, I could listen to that Posty song as the intro to the birdhouse probably every week. It puts me in a good mood. Are you guys Post Malone fans?
I like some of his stuff.
I'm not very familiar, no.
You're not?
No.
Dude, some of his stuff is just freaking brilliant.
Okay.
Like, it's worth the dive into him to kind of get his vibe and what he's all about and all that.
But, well, give me three songs.
I will for sure. You know what? So my oldest is seriously like a nerdy Post Malone fan. Like, he's like a schoolgirl. We went and saw him live at Dos Equis, and he was like crying for 2 hours straight type kid. He's like, this is just so unbelievable. Like, I can't believe we're seeing this. I'll have him put together a playlist for you.
Please do.
Okay. From Veronica. She says, I heard your vabbing story yesterday, Corby, because during the Hardline Helpline, I don't know if you guys heard this, but there's something called vabbing going on.
What is it?
Are y'all familiar?
No, I'm not. I've never heard that term.
It is where a woman uses her natural scent from her down there region.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of...
like spreads it on
that
her neck.
Not
like
that.
She uses it as perfume and stuff?
Yeah, she kind of dabs it down there.
Like
and,
on her neck?
And puts it on her neck and stuff.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. As natural pheromones, I guess.
Man, I could be into that, actually.
But she says, I heard your vabbing story. And she says, if the hottest girl you knew was constantly doing that in public, at movies, at dinner, at parties...
I don't think you just have to... every 5 minutes, just keep
because that
reapplying
usually,
the scent. I think if it's perfume, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, she says if she was super cool, hot, all of it, loved all the same things you did, but was really into doing that, it's all she did, could you date her?
100%.
Oh, I'm in for that.
I guess I'd have to...
Okay, so in the middle of a conversation, like with your mom and dad, Matt.
Yeah.
She's like, and so we were at the movies the other night, and I could not believe it was such a scary movie. And then she just kind of dips her hand down her pants.
Okay, tip sheet.
And then
down.
Just kind of rubs her neck while she's just gone. And then Matt was like so scared too, and so he started holding hat. And your dad's like, "What?
Yes.
What did I just see? What are you doing?"
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't excuse herself. She just reapplies.
No, it's in the open.
Yeah, no, that may have to be a deal breaker, right?
Yeah, because I think, like, again...
You can't be at Thanksgiving dinner and all of a sudden pass the peas.
Because if you've gotten to that point, that means you got past the first date when she was doing that in front of you when you met her.
Yeah.
So then, if I could get past that, because the first thing, what is this that you're doing with your hand down your pants? I would just ask her. And she's like, this is how I'm like...
Yeah, I'm vabbing.
Maybe not in public, though, right? I would have that conversation before I ever agree to go out again. So if she's meeting my parents, then yes, I'm obviously in.
Vab on those haters.
I'm not opposed to that being the scent that they present themselves as. But I think you might have to have the conversation about maybe not, like, I'm not shoving my hand down my pants in public. And I probably need to more than you do.
But it's even more awkward because women never do that. They, like, boys will just kind of stick their hands down their pants and, you know, whatever. Girls don't do that.
That's true,
and like
they don't.
To have your shirt tucked in like your girl or if she's wearing a dress and she's got to come from up underneath.
Yeah, what if she's wearing a bodysuit like buttons at the crotch that they all wear now?
She's kinda reaching down and
kind of looking like Spider-Man as she's trying to get down there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know what? We're in a safe space here.
Yeah, we are.
It's safe.
I do kind of have to Al Bundy it when I go to bed at night. But it's not like down the front of my pants. It's down the side.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's
it
a
makes
weird
you feel secure,
vibe
maybe.
To
like you don't
our,
know where to put your hand. So
and it's actually...
I get what you're
like,
saying.
Like even if I'm
Wait,
just...
Wait, while you're in bed?
Yeah. While I'm sleeping. Before I go to bed. I don't think it winds up like that. But that is a very comfortable, safe space for my hand as I'm falling asleep.
Down the side of your leg.
Down the side, yeah. And I'm touching...
No, I got
my
you.
Yeah. Side thigh leg as I'm falling asleep. It's almost like a binky.
We're
but I'm
not
touching. I'm not touching my privates. I'm not vabbing.
Right. Yeah.
It's just on the side.
You're not man-vabbing?
I'm thying.
Oh.
So that's okay, so trend, huh? From Adam, you get to eat from the best restaurants in Dallas every day. So there, it's on a rotation. There's 100 restaurants. It's the best restaurants in Dallas. But you only get one meal from them, and that's the only meal you can eat all day. So basically, you pick your time. You have to get up. You can't eat anything until, like, whatever, 2, 3, 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your one meal. That's it. That's all you eat. Or you can eat your normal food every day where you wake up and eat your oatmeal or yogurt or eggs and then your sandwich at lunch and then your dinner. Or you choose the best restaurants in Dallas that you get every single day, but it's only the only meal you can eat.
I would do that easy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to restaurant.
That's fantastic.
Because you can get a big enough portion to where it can last you all day. And even if you eat all that entire meal at one setting, then I think you'll still be fulfilled even throughout the whole entire day.
I don't find it difficult to just have one meal in a day. So,
see, I do. I find it, I mean, not that I'm starving when I wake up,
yeah.
But let's say you eat dinner at 7 o'clock and then you don't eat again until 8:30 or 9 the next morning, you know, 14, 15 hours, whatever it is. I am pretty hungry by that point if I'm up for a couple hours. I don't think I could wait another 5 hours. That's a long time to,
see, especially
to work out and stuff like that. Like, you're dying.
I usually will eat for the last time during the week. I usually don't eat past 7, maybe 7:30. And then I don't eat again until we're up here until 11:30.
I can tell.
Yeah. So
you don't eat breakfast?
That's pretty amazing.
No.
Well, I got to have a little something.
Yeah, and I do get hungry. Breakfast. I feel it, but I'll just drink some water and I'm fine. And I just tell myself, forget about it. And I do. I don't know.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, struggle, whether not even struggle with their weight. There's like people that I know that will get up, and I've never been this guy because I value sleep so much. But have y'all ever talked to the people that get up at 2 or 3 in the morning? They're like, God, I'm starved.
Yeah.
And they go get something out of the fridge and eat and then go back to bed.
That's a pretty satisfying move, though, at times.
So you've done that?
Yeah, if I'm hungry, if I'm up and I'm hungry, like let's say
No,
I know.
You go to bed.
I know. And then I wake up and maybe I go have to use the bathroom or something. And then on the walk back, I go, man, I'm hungry. And then you go grab a nanner or something to try and just ease the hunger as you go back to bed. Yeah, I'll do that.
I can't do
that. I don't think I've ever eaten a bite at night like that after I've gone to sleep.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
That'd be tough to do, man.
You guys are missing out. Like, I don't like to eat too late in the evening because if I go to bed at a certain time, I want my body to have already gone through the digestion process so I don't get into bed and my heart rate's higher because I'm breaking down food and I'm
sweat. I've given up on that. We eat in our home way too late every single night. I'm just come to accept it.
Like the Spanish who will have dinner around 10 or 11 o'clock.
Not that late, but there was one night where the food was ready and it was about 9:15. And I was starving, so I have to eat.
And that doesn't mess with you sleep-wise?
No, as long as the hand is down on the leg,
right. I
feel pretty comfortable.
You roll over and you smell that vab and you're like, okay.
From Zane, what is your favorite opening day in sports? He says, I believe it to be baseball, but please attempt to change my mind.
I don't think I can.
For a single day, I would say baseball.
It's magical. And I know we'll get more into it tomorrow, but I've been to one, and it's the most fun I've ever had at the ballpark. It's incredible.
Tennis. Yeah, it is cool. And you know, for the NFL, their opening day is fun, but it's only one game. Like, opening night on Thursday night is cool. But there is something about the starting at 11 o'clock in the morning and it going all, you know, throughout the afternoon and well into the evening. There's something special about that for that sport individually. And you know what? Basketball should take a page out of that.
Yeah.
There should be games.
No doubt.
Going on at 10 a.m.
Yes. Noon, 1 o'clock. So you can have that. All right. Take the kid out of school so they can have that event and that moment. I strongly encourage. Anyone.
I don't understand why they don't do that. Or hockey as well. Like, why wouldn't you have you know how cool it would be if the Mavericks or Stars first game, home game, was it like 9:30 in the morning, how different it would be.
Maybe that's a little too early, but noon or 1 o'clock start would be really cool.
That'd be cool.
Dude,
noon, yeah. One.
It would, I mean, it would sell out no matter what. It would be an event. It would be like St. Patrick's Day cool.
It would
seriously.
Be a, I don't disagree, because I think then people would take off work and you make it a day.
Yes, it's an event, and the kids will always remember. That's like my parents, they knew how much I love baseball, but they never in their mind would have thought to take me out of school just to go to a baseball game, opening day game. But if I had a kid, I wouldn't hesitate. Like, yeah. It wouldn't even be a second thought. Yeah, my kid's not coming to school today because we're going to this event that he'll never, ever forget.
Yeah, it's great. Opening day
memories
baseball
in
awesome.
Those moments. Yeah, it's nothing like
I also
like
think,
it.
I do wonder if we lived up north where it's still cold, and at times they've had games where it might snow or something, would we think it's as awesome? Because part of that, in my mind here, spring's here, we're starting to get warm, it's usually beautiful this time of year. And before, we just got done with the cold, and before we get crazy hot like we do here in the summers, we get this small window of just kick-ass weather, and opening day is always in that realm.
Yeah, maybe, but I still think, no matter what, it's just something magical about opening day in baseball.
Because
that's
will
the
say,
one sport, they got that right.
Opening night of, man, I'm trying to remember when this was. This might have been 20 years ago. They played the Red Sox on the opening weekend, and that first night game, second game of the season, I went, and it was the coldest first pitch in the history of Rangers baseball. It was like 32 or 33 degrees, and it was miserable. Because you're sitting there in a jacket with the blanket on, you shivering. Now, I mean, now where they play, that wouldn't be a problem because you'd be inside.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. That is, I mean, the cold weather cities, you know, it could be cold in New York and in Cleveland and Boston. Like, it's for like a couple of months, or at least, you know, six weeks or so.
But I still think the 1 o'clock, 1:30 noon starts, even in those cold weather cities, still is an event that people will get out of, take their kids out of school. They're not going to work. And it's just so memorable. I don't know why it is about this sport that lasts, that plays so many games, but man, their opening night is the absolute best.
It is perfect. And that's the problem, is that opening day is so great, but then you have 161 to fill up after that.
Yep. Yep.
Then it gets a little sticky.
I mean,
holy f- from that's a lot of f-ing baseball.
It really is. She's right.
It is, honey. It
She's
really
right.
is. Tip Sheet and Travis were in there discussing something earlier, and Tip Sheet sent me this. Could you go a year for whatever? He said $1 million. Could you go a year without being able to say the words the, a, and an? And forget the fact that we're on the radio. Just kind of excuse that and play make believe. You go through your life where you don't use the, a, and an for 1 year.
I don't think so.
That would be tough.
But just subconsciously you would say it at some point.
I know, but you're aware that you can't say those words and there's $1 million or whatever it is, an arbitrary sum of money at stake. Could you get, I mean, could you last a day?
That would be very difficult to do.
I think you could last a day. And then you'll get comfortable and stop thinking about it. And then you say the.
Yeah.
And your heart is broken.
I know.
What if you were programmed that way? Would you agree to be programmed that way and just sound ridiculous all the time?
Yeah. Oh, $1 million on the line.
Yes.
Yeah. Program me like that. I don't care.
Just asking.
Even on the air. I wouldn't care.
It's like, God, Donovan is so dumb.
Hey, I was watching reruns of Boondocks.
For $1 million, I would. You could eliminate, put 100 words on the list, and I'd take it.
It's
out.
Show. I'm gonna go back in hour.
You just sound so dumb
again.
All the time.
You just say
yeah.
And.
Yeah. Did
well,
I say
from Brian?
Well, I can't do.
Would you rather make more money but have a 50-mile drive to and from work, or make less and work close to home?
I would rather make more and have a 50-mile drive, because that means I'm living probably north or south somewhere where there's, I could have a chunk of land.
50 miles though,
really
driving
50
that
miles.
Every day in traffic. That is.
And think about the gas money.
Yeah, that's something else.
Okay, so you would be, so Melissa to downtown Dallas is 41 miles. So you'd be living north of Melissa, so maybe up in Anna. So Anna to downtown Dallas would be about 50 miles. So you'd live in Anna. Yeah, I could do that.
I don't know. I value my sanity, and these roads make you insane.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not that you're driving 50 miles. You're driving 50, especially now with y'all's new clock.
Yeah.
You would have to leave.
Matt, I would. You would never be able to handle it. It would make you insane after a week.
It depends on how much more money. Do I helicopter back down here? I mean, how does this work? What kind of level of money are we talking about?
Well, it's not that much money. Okay, not helicopter money, idiot.
And where are you going to land that thing?
What do they call it? Rope out of the thing onto the plaza.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
So you have a helicopter.
Dark drop.
You have a pilot that's on staff that will take you and then come pick you up.
Yes, they said more money.
You're not talking about millions.
Okay, well, I don't know what more money means.
$100,000 a year. Now, $50,000 more a year.
For 50 miles?
For 50 miles. And I'm telling you, if you lived, let's say you lived a mile away from the station right now, and it's a 5-minute drive or whatever, or 10 minute or 15 minutes, right, whatever. 50 miles away, not only are you adding an extra 45 miles, you're also adding an extra hour both directions.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And if I lived really close where I could even just use my hush puppies and walk over here, that would be wonderful. What if you could just walk to work? How great
Dude,
would that
be? Great. It would be so great.
I mean, I used
All right,
to
let me go contain
right
my dogs.
Okay. Maybe he has a question. Maybe that's a question for the birdhouse. Let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, he's pissed off right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Corby. Thank you,
P1s.
Right, that's the birdhouse. We do it every single Wednesday at 11:30. Thank you so much for submitting those tweets to @CorbyDavidson.